Thank you for coming to Sunday school class today. Look at your neighbor and give him a big smile as you settle down. Amen. Today, I'm going to ask you guys to stay with me. Most of the times, you are always with me, and I do appreciate it. I'm going to try to teach the way I love to be taught. Amen. How many of y'all are kinetic learners? You got to touch it, feel it, see it, smell it, turn it on low, turn it on high, turn it off, turn it back on one more time. Go write yourself an SOP how to do it again. Amen. That's my favorite way to learn. And believe it or not, I learn the most when I teach the way I like to learn. So for our guests that are here today, hopefully you are kinetic and you will enjoy this service. And I am so glad to have you today. As your Sunday school teacher, please be welcome in my class. Amen. I was provoked by thought years and years ago when Jesus walked on the Sea of Galilee. This was one of my first real kinetic lessons because I'm from Louisiana. And the sea in Louisiana is not like the sea in Galilee, amen? The water's dirty. And we ain't got much sand. Nor a rock when you walk the Sea of Louisiana is about this deep. So when I got to go to the Sea of Galilee, I found out it was a pile of rocks. And it wasn't Destin or Pensacola or Sarasota or Clearwater. It was rocks. And now whenever I hear that lesson and Jesus walked on the Sea of Galilee, he wasn't walking on the beach like we do in flip-flops. He was watching where he was stepping. Because those of you that have been there, the rocks are nice size. Amen? Check it out on your Google now. You don't have to fly to Israel to learn that. And you don't have to take my word for it either. Amen? Kinetic today, though, I'll ask you to be open-minded and think. Most of you probably have heard this many times over, but it does repeat saying it again because in my Bible, it's written in red. I like what's written in red. Amen? When in doubt, the red is the way to go. In chapter 25 of the book of Matthew, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." And then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage and shut the door. Afterward came also other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open it to us." But he answers and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know not neither the day nor the hour where the Son of Man cometh." Amen? Amen. Show of hands, how many of y'all heard that before? Amen? One of the very common scriptures in all churches, in all organizations. Anybody reading this Bible loves this one. Amen? If you would, I got a few definitions I want to bear with you when we read this, because I want to read this in the Keith James Version, if it's at all possible. But I want to make sure you know what the King James Version is doing. How many of y'all remember what the number 5 is in Scripture? For those of you that don't know, it's found in the name of our church, and it's not the word point. It is the word grace. Number 5, there were 5 people that were wise, and there were 5 people that were not so wise. Total was 10 people. There were 10 virgins. Many people that like to play the numbers are perfect and complete. 3 plus 7 is 10. 5 and 5 is 10. You could go in variable and knock yourself out, but that's not going to be my point today. But there were 10. a nice round number for us to remember, amen? The virgins were people who were maritable / no sex. And I found that when I studied this time, I remembered it a long time ago, but most times when you hear virgins, you instantly go to, bam, no sex. Maritable. There can qualify people to be married again that are not virgins. Think about it. If you're a widow or a widower, you could get married again. Amen? If you're not a church kid, you could come in here and get the Holy Ghost. And God can make you just like brand new, like he did me at 25 years old. And on the inside, I tell you what, on my honeymoon, it was just like on the outside, because I was putting myself upright, just like the scriptures in the ministry taught me to. Amen? So if you're not a virgin, is the first thing you hear when I read the scriptures, maybe you remember you're a maritable material. And it goes for both men and women. When I studied for a man, it said one that abstained from idolatry. As a man of God, as a leader, he abstained from idolatry. He can make it probably on the marriage supper, amen? And of course, he having no sex. Foolish person. I didn't write this because we don't use the S word at my house. It said they were stupid. Got y'all, huh? Watch it, we in Sunday school. Even one translation said a blockhead. A blockhead. Y'all remember that? There's not many young people in here, don't, but y'all remember you blockhead. SpongeBob is a blockhead, but he's evidently cool. But in my generation, a blockhead, Pastor. A blockhead. A wise person. Someone with some intelligence, some discreet, some Sadducees. And that's in Louisiana. I don't know how you say it properly. But it's someone that has a cautious character. It's a wise person. Practical sense. Another point I want to make, there was something we put together. It said at midnight there was a cry. How many of y'all heard a midnight cry? Midnight cry is not a good thing. I thought midnight cry was a good thing. When I first studied it years ago, I think because I heard songs, midnight cry, midnight cry, the midnight cry. Midnight cry is not a good thing for people of light. For people of darkness, midnight's a nice thing. How many third shifters in here? Like me at night when I was on third shift. Midnight's kind of that over the hump. When you get to over the hump, and then 3 and 4 o'clock come in, you wonder if you could be able to stay awake tonight. Fair, Sister Krista? Midnight, ooh. But for midnight, most people, it's really not a good thing. If you look at, metaphorically, it's a time of death, a time of for deeds, sin, and shame. How many of y'all were taught that? Y'all need to be in this house before midnight? Ain't no business out there after that hour of the night. C, moral stupidity and darkness. A time when we are weary and drunken and given to slumber. And my favorite was an unexpected time. It seems pretty appropriate for this time, amen? It's an unexpected time. And of course, a lamp, what you see here, it's a device used for light with oil. It's not a fire. It's a lamp. It takes oil to operate a lamp. Yeah, a lamp on steroids is a torch. Who's out there? That's not a lamp. That's a torch. That's a lamp. How many of y'all remember that in your house when you were young in this class? Mm-hmm. Me too. Especially when the hurricanes came. That came out. Ooh, this bad weather. Here comes the lamp. It was always cool to watch the lamp. I really enjoyed the lamp. Metaphorically, the oil we teach the Pentecostal church is, of course, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God is symbolic as with oil. So, if we take the scriptures one more time, how about we go Keith James Version, because I have a lot of my college and career in here, and I want to reread it the way you reread it. How many of y'all reread, not reinterpret, but reread the Bible so you can process it, amen? Here we go. We're going to pick up probably Keith James Version. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. We know what kind of people they are now. Who took their lamps, and we know what it is now, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And the five of them were wise, and the five of them were dumb. And are blockheads. Those that were blockheads took their lamps and had no Holy Ghost with them. The intelligent people took their Holy Ghost and their lamps with them. They all slumbered and slept. And when I read that again this morning, I said, Now I raised a house full of young ladies. Not all of them slumbered and slept. Maybe you were one of those people when you were a young person, you didn't slumber and sleep. How many of y'all be honest with you? Pastor said he used to listen to the ball games. He listened to the Rangers on his little radio. Pastor said it was a late night game, and your mama told you to go to bed. Click. Me too. How many of y'all had little radios in the bed? Now it's a phone. Under the sheets when you're supposed to be somber and asleep. Amen. How many of your kids or grandkids still doing that? Real quiet now because you could put in the headset. They'll never know. Maybe some of those blockheads weren't slumbering and sleeping after all. Scripture said they all slumber and slept. And at the midnight, that bad time of the night, there was a cry made. And when you hear crying at night, it's not a good thing, is it? Whether it's your baby, it's your wife, it's your husband, it's a child, it's a cat outside the door. Caught finally by the dog in the yard. When them cries are at night, it is not a good thing. I'm sure everybody just went, what's going on at this hour of the night? And all those virgins, the blockheads and the wise, trim their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us your all, for our lamps are going to go out, and they're going out, and they don't want to light up. And I don't know what happened. Kind of reminds me of people that drive by the gas station with the idiot light on in the dashboard. I don't know how far you get after your light. I'm about 13 to 15 miles. I am guilty too. That's why I can say it. Amen. I don't know who never ran out of gas in this Holy of Holies sanctuary today. I have ran out of gas, and my light told me to stop. And I didn't listen. And the wise answered and said, no, not tonight. Y'all ain't gonna get none of this oil. Y'all have kept me up with your attitude and your lifestyle too many nights before. I stayed up and prayed with you and spent my oil holding your hand late at night. Not tonight. The bridegroom is coming. Amen. Go to the store and buy some for yourself. This is what it looks like at the store now. Holy Ghost oil. Got it from my favorite televangelist for a $1,000 love offering. On the back says, and how to speak in tongues. It was a bonus package on TV, and it came as a white powder for incurable diseases. I bought some. That's foolishness, amen. You know, Apostolic Pentecostal Church today. If you got money to send to somebody you don't know, go try shopping at Winn-Dixie today and go pay for it at Publix. And see what the Winn-Dixie people think about you. Amen. If you got tithes and offer it for this church and for everybody's church that's under the sound of my voice, take care of your home church. Amen. But rather, tell them, go sell it and buy it for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready, those five wise, full of grace and Holy Ghost people, went to the marriage, and the door was shut. Now, I envision, I told Sister Jessica, I envision this today. If this was in modern times, Jesus probably came with an entourage of angels before him and the angels behind him on that great night to pick up his bridegroom. Probably had a stretch limo this day and time. Probably had an escort in the front, an escort in the back. And it was probably coming in the middle of the night with lights bright as could be. Coming to get his bridegroom. And by the time the bus got there, I knew this morning the bus driver was from Louisiana. He was Cajun. Everybody's going to be represented on the bus, but this bus driver for Jesus was from Louisiana. Is that right, Sister Michelle? He was a football fan. Because when the knuckleheads came to knock on his door to get in that bus for the marriage supper, he looked up and said, "Who that? Who that?" He was Cajun. He looked back at Jesus in the bus, and Jesus was with all the wise people. He said when they got on the bus, "Come on in, thou good and faithful servants. Come on in." And before the bus driver took off, he looked back at Jesus one more time. Jesus was like, "I don't know them people. Let's go. Y'all don't know me," the bus driver said. Gone. And on the back of that bus, on the side of that bus, it probably had something very modern. It says something like, #, not the day, nor the hour. That's how it's going to be when this thing wraps up. Not the day, nor the hour. Pastor just taught us and ministered to us just last week. We don't know when. Live every day like today is the day. How many wise people in here got up this morning and you wise enough not to take advantage of a Sunday just because it's Sunday and you're going to church? Today could be your last day. Amen. Amen. On the way here, going to the house of God. And when we leave from here, tonight at midnight might be that horrible cry. Amen. But I got a few things I want to show you as we're going with the lesson. That I might be able to teach and stir your intelligence. How many of y'all remember what this is? You young people, this is not LED. This is a light. This one's full of oil. Can y'all see that? Some can, some can't. Not really, because a lot of times when we're in church, all the vessels look alike. How many of y'all saw they had oil in here before I shook it? Yeah, sometimes we come to church with people, I don't know, Pastor, they all look alike to me. Man, they raise their hands. You know, when you come and you're a believer, you get one of them lamps. It comes free. It's like those of y'all that like to go out. The first one's on Jesus. The rest is on you. Jesus even gives you some nice tools to handle your equipment with. How many of y'all would want to have a light with a dull lamp? Not me. I do remember, and I think you remember, when you first got truth in your life, no matter how much truth you got. I think some of us have more truth than others in this house today. Just because I'm the Sunday school teacher does not make me the man of the house today. I'm just the Sunday school teacher. There's many of you under the sound of my voice that's been walking this walk longer than me and know way more than I do about what it takes to live for God on planet Earth. Amen. And so please, just because I'm the Sunday school teacher, stay with me, but I don't claim to know everything. But a few things I know: when I got my truth, I handle it with white gloves. My pearl of great price is not for you to handle, because you don't know where Keith comes from. You don't know what Jesus has done for Keith. I handle my Holy Ghost with my white gloves. If you want to go out and get dirty, turn around, come back in your house and handle your truth like the way you want. That's your business. But me, for my house and for what I stand for, I got fence posts, baby, in my yard where you're not going to get me in or out of, because I know where I come from. I know what I believe in. Hallelujah. I know you know what you believe in. Amen. Because the way your mom and daddy put it in you is the way it is. The way your pastor, when you was a little boy and a little girl, taught you, that's the way it is. Those of you that are sounding my voice, when the bridegroom came, the people that had their business together had wicks that already had oil in it. Amen. And it don't take a whole lot. Y'all thought that was going to take a whole lot, y'all young people. No, not old school. You had to be on point. I was old school for that. Amen? When you come and you get the Holy Ghost and God puts that oil in you, it's not a long deal here. It is not a long deal here. We don't want to see how long it can take to get no Holy Ghost. For those of you, I'm looking at a few places. Let me get this done real quick. Pastor, I can't prepare today. Hallelujah. For those of you that are in doubt, we got this thing in here, all right? So y'all all just relax. Acronym last week was BEEF, today is PASS. Those of you that work with fire extinguishers, you pull the pin, You aim the fire extinguisher, you squeeze the trigger, and you sweep the fire. Pass. Just in case this gets out of control. When this thing is lit, just like that, look how beautiful that thing is. Hey, Sister Jessica, try something for me. Would you go to the other monitor and press blackout and drop the LEDs behind me? If that's all right with you, it's in that console. If you know how to do it, if you don't worry about it. How many of y'all remember that light? It's almost like a Florida fireplace. But all we want from the heat down here, amen? When that light is subjected to you and that Holy Ghost is burning, you know, you do have the ability to control your own lamp. We're in here now. I learned this just 2-3 weeks ago now, that in most Pentecostal, Spirit-filled, dog tag churches that are not apostolic, only 5-35% believe in being filled with the Holy Ghost and with speaking in other tongues. Are you kidding, Brother Keith? That's what the statistics say. I have not been to another church in years, but I do know from my personal experience going to visit other churches. I have been in some churches. I was talking in tongues. I don't know about the rest of them. How about you? When I come to worship God, I come here to take care of Keith. I don't know what you came in here for today, but you will see me worship God in spirit and in truth. We're only going to have about 45 minutes to do it. Unless Pastor just throws this thing loose and we just go on all night long. Amen. However, you're only going to get a little while to take care of you. Y'all notice, and y'all remember this? You got to work them lamps. I'm going to go watch out for time. She's looking pretty good now. How many of y'all would even fathom having this possession of this in your hand? You know what could happen? It's bad things happen when you see scissors. Horrible things when you see scissors. When scissors were brought out, people had to trim their lamps. For time's sake, I'm not going to trim that. But how many of y'all remember when the wick burned so long and it got to be to the point it needed to be trimmed? And my grandpa always trimmed his in an angle. He didn't trim his square because the angle allowed him a little bit more light. Y'all remember the old school? Amen. But if we would let this thing work just long and long enough, you probably can see, and I can maybe fudge it, but Holy Ghost-filled people, listen to me. That glass is going to get dark. You can't have Holy Ghost in a natural body and not have impurities burning off. You can't go to work every day, and I don't know where you work at. I wouldn't even think if I was a full-time person in the ministry that I would have to go home and have some Holy Ghost burn something I picked up at church off. I know what I get on me at my lunchroom. I know what I get on me at my job. I know what I get on me on my second job. I know what I get on me when I hang around the wrong people, no matter how hard I try to keep my fire burning. Amen. When we come into the house of God and it's Holy Ghost time and it's a beautiful thing going on, just remember, meanwhile, impurities are being burned off in here. If we could see this thing, it's burned off in here. There's people in here in the sound of my voice. I don't know, you might just be like when I came in. I got the Holy Ghost in the Sunday school class. I just got in from going out for 3 days. No telling how much smoke came off of me that day in church service. I probably had back smoke like a diesel truck. But Holy Ghost-filled people, if we want to keep a pretty globe, every once in a while, we got to stop, cool off, and rinse this thing down. Don't come in here because you, oops, I'm lost. I have no hope. I don't think nobody can help me because for what it's worth, according to scriptures, you're the only one who can put your own light out. Nobody's going to come and do that to you. You're the only one. You're the only one that has the power to put your own light on, just as much as it's just as easy for you to come and say, Jesus, I'm sorry, and get this thing going back again just in one service. It's not, oh, my God, I let my light go out. I'm hopeless. That's a lie of the devil. That's false doctrine. That's not even biblical. To Holy Ghost-filled people. If you are a guest in here today, and or you have friends that are don't believe like us. What is like us, Brother Keith? Let me stop and tell you right now, like us. 90% of apostolic people are filled with the Holy Ghost in an apostolic church. Why so many people? Because we teach it as a necessity. It says in the scriptures, you must be born again. Not you might be born again, or you might want to think about being born again. The Bible says you must be born again. You must be born of water and of? That's why. How are you going to be born again and not have no oil? There's a lot of people teach today that would, you know, that's that Holy Ghost thing. And I mean, you don't need that. You don't need that. Yes, you do need that. You need all of that you could get, because according to what we just read, you don't just want some of that. You want full. And if you're wise, you're going to keep that full, and you're going to get your bottle. And you're going to keep it for backup. Maybe today they'll have a buy one, get one free in the next service. You could get the Holy Ghost and come out with a bottle. Amen. You're in an apostolic church, amen? There's a place where we all must be sure that when we're empty, we want to remember how. Because there was once upon a time that we were given the opportunity to be made full. Now, how do y'all think we could go empty? Well, brother, I've been serving the Lord so much, I just ran out. Well, that's maybe one. But scripturally, if you've been serving the Lord the way you ought to, you probably ought to not run out. Because somewhere in there, that idiot light came on and said, dum-dum, 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 getting low. And you probably said, on the commercial break, I'll get some more. Maybe, just maybe, you said, this church thing is getting to be just a little bit too much. Some walk straight out of the door, but most don't. Most people that quit coming to church, they don't. You go like, where'd they go? They looked so beautiful when they were here last. Everything was just so fine and wonderful. Vessel was empty, though. I wouldn't have known. They raised their hands. They went through the motions. They tithed and gave in the offering. I saw. They put zeros on the end of their numbers. But they don't come back anymore. What happened? Let the oil go out. Let the oil go out. Didn't come back and seek God in the altars anymore. God to possibly be thinking, well, if I keep this thing pretty enough, I could ease right on out of here and nobody would even know. I could let the things of the cares of this world get to me. I could let it pull me down and weigh me down. I just keep my vessel and my lamp real clean and in order. And maybe time, you know, pastors have an evangelist. Next time that Holy Ghost stuff's on sale, I might get some. Because a lot of times we wait for camps when we were kids. Boy, summer camps coming along. I raised children like that, and I think it's an awesome thing. And some of you here today were camp kids, and boy, camp was coming. And we're going to have camp meeting now that we're big people, and we camp meetings coming, and we got district camp and adult camp and camp. And I'll get some when it's at one of the booths at camp. Because it's easy to get Philip at camp. Camps and camp meetings and revivals, it's almost like people come and assist you, and they'll take this thing apart and they'll fill it up for you, and all you got to do is stay on your knees and they'll get a football huddle around you and they'll pray you through. Amen? Amen, is that all right? But I wanted to just wonder, when we go to empty and the bridegroom's coming and people's hollering and screaming and you know, we once had all that, and you, I knew this was going to happen. Let's see here. Come on, Pastor, come on. Pastor ain't got it today. Maybe the ministry team will pray me today. some old Wick, maybe. Let's see here. We get that favorite song. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what I want. I want some oil, Jesus. A little something there. But I'm empty. It probably lasts through the church service. Pastor, if Pastor reads another scripture, I probably give out. How many of y'all feel like that? I probably just, Pastor, that's enough. I felt a little something, something, that's good. We're good. You can stop now. No. Maybe Joey Campitella's going to come. Come on, Joey, come on. Throw it down, brother. Tell us. Nope. Brother Coon was here last. He can do it. I got the Holy Ghost when he was here. You know? Favorite song, favorite worship, somebody liable to run. I prayed. But when the midnight cry comes, you don't have time to do all of that. You're not going to have time. It's going to be a great and terrible day, according to Scripture. We just won't have time to see what we could do with all that Holy Ghost we've been sharing with everybody. I would think that if we would put ourselves in positions where we could come to the house of God on a regular basis, and guests, as well as new converts, as well as those who've been living for God longer than me, we can't leave out the small things that it takes to live for God. This, I was taught, coming to church on Sunday is like coming to a filling station. Remember those old words? A filling station. Where somebody would come out and actually back in the day and pump your gas. Fill that thing up how much you want. I said, you're good. Filling station. We don't have filling stations no more like you used to. I went to one last year. It was in Alabama of all places. The guy came out and said, oh, Esther, this is going to cost a lot of money. Gas already high as it is now. The man's going to put his hand out. You're going to have to give him some cash. He's going to try to wipe the window too. And he did. Full-fledged filling station. But when we come to church on Wednesdays and Sundays, it's a filling station. If you're not coming to church on Wednesdays and Sundays, when are you going to get it? We do a little special thing here at church on Tuesday nights. We call it prayer meeting. You could probably get a little bit tanked up there too. Amen. You could even get some maintenance done on your vessel. You could get the wick changed out. You could come in here and take your time and clean the globe real pretty. So maybe Sunday somebody could say, wow, they are on fire for God. They must have cleaned that thing out on Tuesday. Amen? Amen. You can tell people that come to prayer services and who don't. You can tell people that come to church and who don't. And please, I know I work. I get to minister here, but I'm bivocational, as they say. I work. I work two jobs. Sometimes it's a chore to come here. But I come here personally to get full. I would ask you today, if you could lay everything down and look inside yourself. Wow, Brother Keith, you're challenging me. I don't even know the last time I let my light shine. The Gomes were here this weekend to come see the baby, and the wonderful people. Brother David's daddy almost died 2 years ago. He was hit by a drunk driver. He had to be life-flighted. They showed pictures of him, and I didn't even want to look at him. I met him. He's a nice, charming, handsome little man, about that tall. Reminds me of a hobbit. I'd tease him. I'd give him a hard time. He said he was in shopping here yesterday, and he was in the store, and the cashier kept looking at him. Finally, he got to the cash register, and the lady said, smiles! Smiles, you and your wife are just smiles. No one knew he was flat broke but me. He hasn't worked in 2 years. It's by the grace of God money comes through his hands, he says to me every time he comes visit me. God's making a way, brother. I can't use my back. I can't use my arms. He was totally, if y'all was seeing him in the pictures, he was devastated. He's got a job now where a man pays him cash because to use his brain, and he hires day laborers, and Brother Gomes tells them what to do now. He didn't make a whole lot of money at it. And he was standing there thinking, you know, wow, God is good, he told me. You know what that was? That light shining. That's that light shining. We don't know what people think of us. And the day in the time we live in, and as fast as we go, we don't know. My wife always gets on to me when I work with her. Please act like you got the Holy Ghost if you don't want to do anything else today. Just please act like you got it. Trick everybody. You can't come in here hollering and stuff. We got skirts on. We're trying to at least look like we got it, and you don't even want to act like you got it. We never know when that vessel's clean and pretty how much our light is shining, amen? We never, never know. And we never know who's looking. But there'll come a day and a time when all that's going to wrap up, and it's going to be an unexpected call, an unexpected moment. Those of you, again, please, I'm not going deep in the scripture, but there's going to be a sound of the last trump. I don't know where you're going to be. I don't know what time of the day is going to happen, because if it's going to happen on, if you would, in one day of our time, the sun will be shining somewhere, and it'll be dark on the other side of the earth when this thing wraps up. So I don't know who's going to get the true midnight, but it's going to be a midnight when things will be turmoil. And it's going to be time for us to pull out the guns and show people we got the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to close with this and be nice. I would not want to be in a church that didn't teach me I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I would not. It's okay. The Sunday school. I would not want to be part of a church that didn't teach me I had to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because there's a day that's going to come that those people, the blockheads, they go to churches that don't teach Holy Ghost. There's going to be that day. They ain't going to have no oil. And when they're going to come running to me, I told y'all, not today. No oil for me today. I've been waiting for this moment for over 20-something years now. For me. Some of y'all been waiting for the great and terrible day for 50 plus years now, 60 years now. Some of y'all just got the Holy Ghost and you excited to see Jesus come back already. But when my day comes, not my oil, when you had a chance to take care of yourself. Please, as we stand and be dismissed, Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you for today. Thank you for Sunday school. I ask you, God, by your powerful name, that those of us that are in the sound of my voice, that our vessels are not full today, that we will fill them before we leave, God, in Jesus' name. That those, God, we were not given a lamp yet because we have no Holy Ghost. We have not been taught Holy Ghost. That today they would decide, God, that they would get this one that's on the house today, God, and be filled with the Holy Ghost before they leave this place and be baptized in Jesus' name for the remissions of their sins. Lord, I thank you for today and ask you to bless all that's in the house today. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Let's give all a big hand clap.